Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So today we're going to talk about a topic that's probably not super relevant to most of the guys here, but it is a very fascinating topic, and that is, what if a person was, what if a person was invited to Yerushalayim for this Shabbos? So they start Friday not in Yerushalayim, and then they go to Yerushalayim for Shabbos. So what exactly is their status when it comes to Purim this year? This entire topic of Purim Meshulash is really unbelievable. It's unbelievable in the sense that you would expect it to be a Mishnah. You'd expect it to be a Gemara. So the Mishnah, the Gemara talks about when you read Megillah, but all the other mitzvahs say Yom. It's like, it's up in the air. Everyone just has to figure it out. It's really, it's like surprising. So this very topic of going to Yerushalayim on Friday is Machlokas, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyashiv. You'd expect it to be, I don't know, Rabbi and Rav Yosef. You know, it's Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyashiv. So let's give a little bit of the background. So the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis says Megillah b'Shabbos look read in my time. Well, why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbos? Right, we know that that's a given that we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos. So Rabba Hakol Chayavin b'Kriyas Megillah Vein Hakol B'Kiyin b'Mikra Megillah Gzeres Hamitan B'Yad V'Yelchei Tzalbaki Lilmod V'Avirana Arba Amos Parashas Rabin V'Hainu Time to Shofar V'Hainu Time to Lulav. Similar to Shofar and Lulav, there's a concern that you're going to come to carry four Amos in Rosh Hasharabim, and that's why we don't do it. The Rav Yosef has a different understanding. He says no, it's because a name shal aniyim are always looking toward Mikra Megillah. That's when the aniyim all gather together and the hopes of being able to collect some money. So if Mikra Megillah is going to be on Shabbos, Nebuchad the aniyim, no one's going to have that when people tell the aniyim, I'm sorry, I don't have anything on me, they'll be telling the truth because it will be Shabbos. So they're not going to be able to get anything from the Mikra Megillah. So that's why it has to be that Megillah is not on Shabbos. So we cannot read the Megillah on Shabbos. We also cannot read the Megillah any later than the 15th day of Adar. That's the first mission of Maseches Megillah. So the Bnei Yerushalayim are in a bind. They're in a pickle a little bit because the day that they celebrate Purim is the day that they can't read the Megillah and they can't push it off. So what do? So they read Megillah on Friday just like we do. But what do we do as far as the other mitzvahs Hayom? So that gets split into a bunch of different pieces. Matanos Evyonim is on Friday because Einem Shalaniyim on the Sus B'Mikra Megillah. So we want the Matanos Evyonim to be at the same time as Mikra Megillah. Su'udas Purim, the Yerushalmi says, cannot be done on Shabbos, the Yerushalmi says, and therefore it's done on Sunday. Yerushalmi has whatever reason it has. Some people add a little festivity to their Shabbos meal as well in order to make it, that Sudas is kind of a Sudas Purim on Shabbos as well. The Mishloach Manos is the most complicated of all. The Mishloach Manos is actually a three-way machlokes. There are poskim that say the feed the shita of the Manos Alevi would be you would do it on Shabbos, perhaps if you assume that's the real day of Purim. Trumas Deshen would say to do it whenever you're doing the Sudas. So if that's on Sunday, so then you would have to do Mishloach Manos on Sunday. And the Chaznish thinks that Mishloach Manos is linked in with Matanos Levyonim because they're right next to each other in the pasuk. So you would think that you would do it, Chaznish says, you would do it on Friday. So most common practice is to do it on Sunday, but some are machmir to do it the other days as well. So now, there is a chakira, getting to our shayla, there is a chakira, when you have a Purim Meshulash, like we have this year, in Yerushalayim, which is the real day of Purim, meaning we know when you read the Megillah, but when is Purim actually? Is the real day of Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, Elamai, you can't, so we do it on Friday? It's like a nidcha, a reverse nidcha. Or is the real day of Mikra Megillah Friday, that this is part of the Ikar Takana, that the real day of Mikra Megillah is going to be on the 14th, even in walled cities, in a year like this? So this is based, this chakira is based on the kash of the Turei Aven. Turei Aven asks how it could be that the later generations are going to make a gezeira that's going to be oker the Takana of an earlier Beis Din. He says, I understand, according to Rabbah, that the reason they don't read Megillah on Shabbos is because of a gezeira shemiyavi renu dalan prushus ram. So for a geder, for a siyag, you could have a later generation be oker that which was made by an earlier Beis Din. But according to Rav Yosef, that it's all about mipnei einayim shalaniyim or nesuos lemikra Megillah. The only reason to change to Friday was a name Shalaniyim. It's not protecting a din d'oraisa. It's not a geder. It's not a siyag. So how were they authorized? How could they go and take something that was really a mitzvah on one day and move it to a different day? So Elamai says the Turi Evin, it must be that the original takana was to lane on Friday when the 15th is on Shabbos. That is the din. That it's not that the real din was Shabbos. Elamai, because of whatever external reason, we moved it to Friday. No, that when they initially instituted Mikra Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, it was the 15th except. It was the 15th except when the 15th is going to be on Shabbos, and then it's going to be on Friday. So it turns out that Rabbah holds that the Kriya on Friday is a Nidcha, that it's really only a Drabbanan. Rav Yosef holds that it's Midivrei Kabbalah, because it was part of the original Takana. So there might be a significant afkamina in that Shaila, because if it's a Nidcha, it might be on a lower level Chiyuv. So a Ben Yerushalayim might not be able to be Motzi, a Ben Ir, on Friday, because if he has a lower level chiyuv, we're makel, because we have the tziruf of the fact that maybe all Megillah is drabanan, and so it's all on the same level anyway, and maybe the other side of the chakira is correct, and the ikar day really is yudalid, but still, that would be a nafkamina. And another nafkamina might be whether you need a minyan in order to say the brachos. For kriya bismana, you don't need a minyan to say the brachos. For kriya shalom bismana, you need a minyan to say the brachos. So is this called the kriya bismana, or is it called the Kriya Shalom Bizmana? But the Nafkamina relevant to us is about this very issue. What if you start the day Friday outside of Yerushalayim and then you go to Yerushalayim? If you did the mitzvah Megillah on Friday because that was the right day, so then there's no need to repeat the mitzvahs. But if the real day is on Shabbos, then as long as you're in Yerushalayim for Shabbos, then you have those mitzvahs. Meaning, what's going to be the koveya? Where you are on Shabbos or where you are on Friday? So if they moved the Iker Zman to Friday, so then where you are on Friday is going to be the koveya of what you are, whether you're Ben Yerushalayim for that year or not. Whereas if the Iker Mitzvah is really Shabbos, it's just that it's Nidche to Friday, so then where you are on Shabbos is the koveya. So how do we paskin? It's Machlokas, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that Purim is really, really Friday. All your mitzvahs depend on where you are at Alos HaShachar on Friday morning. So if you were not in Yerushalayim on Alos HaShachar Friday morning, you are a regular non-Yerushalayim Jew. However, many others, including Rav Eliashiv, hold that the real day is Shabbos. So as long as you get to Yerushalayim before Shabbos, you should celebrate like Yerushalmi, because when real Purim comes, which is when it's going to be Shabbos, you're already in Yerushalayim, and therefore you'd be governed by the rules of Yerushalayim. I think the majority of poskim seem to assume like Rav Eliashiv. The reverse would also be true, right? If you leave Yerushalayim on Friday, then Rav Shlomo Zalman would say you still have the chiyuvim, and Rav Eliashiv would say that if you leave Yerushalayim on Friday, so when Shabbos starts, you're not in Yerushalayim, so you're not a Ben Yerushalayim. So that's the long and short about a person who's traveling from one place to the other this year. It's a very common thing amongst Bnei Yeshiva to find a place in Yerushalayim on Shabbos because they like to extend their Purim. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't work unless they get there before Alos HaShachar on Friday morning. Okay.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.